Alright, welcome back to another episode of Birmingham Live. We are live in Birmingham.
This is Bill.
And this is Casey. And we are another week and it's still raining. So, it's still been raining this whole week. Been crazy. So.
Did you ever see the movie Sleepless in Seattle?
No.
Probably not. It's not your generation. But it's in Seattle. Raining all the time. This is like being in Seattle.
And it's been cold. It's supposed to stay cold all weekend and next week, and ready for some springtime, summertime. So, speaking of rain, you know, we had the Daytona 500 this past weekend, and they even had some rain on Sunday, so the race was delayed until Monday. Then a lot of people saw. I'm not a big NASCAR fan. I guess no. I've wanted to go to Talladega maybe one time.
It was a lot of fun.
It'd be fun. But anyways, there's a racer, Ryan Newman. He's been in NASCAR for a while, raced for a while. I think he's in his early 40s or so. Anyway, it was leading on the last lap. A lot of people saw, had that awful car wreck, and a lot of people feared the worst, and watching it getting T-boned like that from a car going almost 200 did not look good, but...
When you think about Dale Earnhardt dying, 19 years ago on that
almost
track.
Almost to the date, and on the track, and on the last lap.
Right, and that was just a head-on collision into the wall. This was a head-on collision into the wall, a flip, T-boned, upside down.
Yep, and then a lot of people got the news. Less than 48 hours later, he actually walked out of the hospital with his two daughters, which is crazy. Didn't look like there was a... scrape or anything wrong with him, so just crazy after seeing that. So
So anyway, we always seem to start with a story about rain and then something that just happened across the country or the world like that. But let's bring things back to Alabama and to Birmingham, and we just like to talk about things, businesses and so forth that are coming into Birmingham, just new events and that kind of thing. So I was looking around today and I saw, with us being in real estate, I happened to see that out at Lay Lake, there's a new subdivision that's going to be built that just got approval for Osprey Bay. And some of you may have heard about it. Have you seen that at all, Casey?
What are they called? Cabin... Or log home style.
Yeah, log home style modular homes. So,
pretty cool out there.
Yeah, it's going to be 123 lots out there. And it's between the Lacusa Marina and the Narrows boat launch. So that'll be pretty cool coming in the next couple of years. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty neat. I also saw that Birmingham, some people may not know this about Birmingham, but we are a top 50 city in terms of population in the country, and that's the Birmingham metropolitan area. And we're about to drop out of the top 50 for just a little bit because Walker County is no longer going to be included in the Birmingham metropolitan populace. But
crazy.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. However, we're expected to slip right back into it because of some of the things we've been talking about here. A lot of the new businesses coming into downtown and the new stadium and the interstates being improved. The expectation is the population is gonna continue to increase.
Right back in there.
Yep.
On the what's coming, what's new to Birmingham. So obviously, again, on Lee Branch has been going through a lot of changes. A lot of people leaving and got bought out. Now they're bringing people in. So a couple new places. There's a place called Cinnaholic. So it's like cinnamon. It's a gourmet cinnamon roll place coming to Lee Branch next to the Moe's.
You can almost smell it. Just when you say it.
So that sounds good. And there's also an Express MRI coming to Lee Branch, and it's a self-pay type affordable MRI center. So like $399 per body part, which I've had one MRI, but that's it. So
I've had way too many, and I can tell you $399 is a great price.
Yeah.
Particularly with insurance rates going up. I think last one we had, we paid double that.
Yeah. So, kind of cool there. Over at the Summit, there's the North Italian restaurant. They got all kind of pizzas and foods and Italian foods and homemade pizzas, things like that. So that's coming to the Summit. I know there's some other ones coming too as they're expanding at the Summit there. So that's kind of cool.
So you're kind of up and down 280.
Yep.
And I can tell people, if you've been in Birmingham a long time or if you're just moving here, you hear all kind of horror stories about 280. And the truth is,
can't be.
It's actually, there is so much to do along the 280 corridor. And traffic actually flows a lot better than it did before they made some of the changes there. So yeah.
We were coming from downtown a couple weeks ago at 5 o'clock traffic and made it down in 30 minutes, where growing up, that would have taken an hour and a half to make it down that far. So yeah,
that's right.
Gotten good. So.
Well, if I can, let me pop back down to downtown. Talk about a couple things real quick. First of all, kind of less important but kind of cool, is that we're about to have a pay-by-app. It looks like we are. A pay-by-app parking meter.
Yeah, no, they're going through talking about it all, trying to get it passed.
Yeah, trying to get it passed. I mean, I traditionally hadn't gone downtown a whole lot, and I'm starting to go downtown more, and I'm always thinking about, I don't have any change on me. I just don't carry.
A lot of people don't carry cash, period, much less change.
Right. So this would be huge if they pass this deal to where you can just have an app on your phone and pay for your parking that way.
Probably save them some money, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it'll make a difference. And then a little different direction is Firehouse Ministries, which I believe the main building is there on 3rd Avenue. They had announced a couple of years ago that they were going to build a new shelter, and that is, it's opening, or it's
already
about to open.
Yeah, did the ribbon cutting this week. So
it's almost a $6 million project. And they've been in the same building for 36 years. So, you know, people can say, well, I mean, that's a lot of money for a building. It's really not, particularly when you've been in one place for 36 years. So they've got a 28,000 square foot building, and it accommodates 112 people. And I know.
Yeah, which is double how much their current place has. So,
right.
So we had 36 years, I'm guessing a lot of it has undergone some changes, but probably out of date stuff. So they got the brand new location plus double the size.
Yeah, and it's right there on 2nd Avenue North, so it's not far away from the first.
Yeah,
from the first location.
Yeah, then also downtown. I know, you know, talked about before, the XFL is making a comeback, and it seems to do better than some other leagues that have started out that have kind of tried to rival the NFL have done. I know they've got picked up by, I think it's Fox, some of the bigger TV networks, which Birmingham's last team, what was that called that we were a part of? I don't remember.
We're
the Stallions. No, not the Stallions.
That's sad because we've had so many teams.
Yeah, we had the one, yeah, just a couple years ago, and that folded almost. They didn't even do their playoffs,
The Birmingham
the
Iron.
Yeah. They almost didn't even make the playoffs. But I know that league, I don't think, really got picked up by any big-name TV stations or things like that. But the XFL has. It looks like they're doing good.
We had the USFL back in the late 70s, early 80s. Mm-hmm. I guess that was the early 80s. And that was the Birmingham Stallions. We had over 50,000 people that would show up for those games. So Birmingham will show up.
Right, and that's what, you know, so we're trying to make a run for an XFL team expansion. So obviously, I guess if they do good, they may be expanding teams next year. So Birmingham's trying to make a run at that, so that'll be interesting because that's had some bigger name players and things like that, coaches, things like that in it. Then also in the football world, Jalen Hurts, you know, that played at Alabama for a while, then went and finished up at Oklahoma. He's actually holding a football camp at the Hoover Met on March 22nd. So kids ages 6 to 16. And actually he announced it yesterday. The other day it was announced. And then a day later it sold out. So I saw that it already sold out. 250 spots gone just like that.
Gone,
so that's cool for him. So.
Yeah. Well, he's a good guy. Wishing the best there and giving back to the state of Alabama. That's good. Well, I guess lately we've been ending this just kind of talking about sports real quick and what's happening locally. I don't know why I've picked up on the Birmingham Bulls, other than I used to watch hockey as a kid, and I took my wife to
the Birmingham. Yeah, I guess y'all went to a game. Was that last week?
We went last week to the Birmingham Bulls. They're not in town this weekend, but February 28th and 29th. And then again, I think March 13th, 14th, somewhere around there, they're back in town. Just encourage anybody to go out there. I mean, that arena was full by the time, about midway through the first period. So,
and I guess baseball season's starting, so in a couple months, the Barons will be back.
Barons will be downtown. And but really, this weekend, there's a little bit of basketball. Just a little bit, though, because Auburn is playing Tennessee at Auburn. So Bruce Pearl's old team coming to Auburn. But Bama's on the road at Ole Miss. UAB's on the road at FAU. So not a lot to happen this weekend.
Yeah, this
in the
is always
world.
The kind of slower time where it's just basketball season. Really, I guess there's some hockey and some other
it's gonna be
things.
Cooler.
Baseball's picking up, things like that. But
yep.
Kind of a slower time in that world. So
that's it in the sports world here, Casey.
Yep, that's it. And hopefully, looks like next week probably gonna have some more rain. But hopefully, it starts warming up here soon. And we'll be into spring and summertime, and things will be really going. So that is it for this week's episode of Birmingham Live, and we will see y'all and be back next week live in Birmingham.